Masechet Shavuot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. This first Perek will deal with a law called Shavuot Bitui, an oath of declaration, which we'll learn in this Mishnah are four different types of swears. If a person made this type of swear, he becomes obligated to keep his word. If he violates it, he has to make a korban called a korban oleh veyored, which means that the type of korban that he brings depends on how much he could afford. A poor person would bring a cheaper korban when a rich person would bring a more expensive korban. We'll talk about how it applies to a person talking about something in the future and also to something in the past. Mishnah says, Shevuot Shetayim Shehen Arba. There are two types of swears that are really four. We're talking about a Shevuot Bitui, an oath of declaration. Two are mentioned in the Torah, and two more are not mentioned, but we could learn them out from the Pesukim. The two that are mentioned in the Torah, the Pasuk says, O nefesh ki tishava levateh bisvatayim lahara o lehativ. When a person swears by declaring with his lips, really means here to do harm or to do good, but Hachamim learn from here that it's not harm or good in the right or wrong moral sense, but harm or good means negative or positive. If a person has a negative oath, he's saying, I will not eat something, for example. Or a positive oath is, I will eat something. That's called a good oath, or a good swear. A person's obligating a certain action in the future. The other two that are not meforash, are not in the Pesukim, are about the avad, are about the past. I swear I did not do something, or I swear I did do something. Those types of swears are not mentioned in the Pesukim, but we learn it out. These are called Shevuat Bitui, a swear of declaration. We mentioned here two types of swears that are actually four. The Mishnah then is going to mention three other types of laws that are phrased in the same way. Two categories that actually become four. First, we'll talk about the prohibition for a person who's tameh to walk into the Beit HaMikdash or to eat foods that have holiness to them that come from a korban. A tameh person who does something like that by mistake, unintentionally, would bring a korban hatat to serve as a kapara for his sin, to atone for his sin. We call this yedi'ot hatum'ah. Awareness of tum'ah. So Mishnah tells us, yedi'ot ha-tum'ah shetayim shehin arba. There are two types of awareness of tum'ah that really become four. Two mentioned in the Torah, and two more ways that are not mentioned in the Torah. The two that are mentioned in the Torah are, the person, first of all, forgot that he was tameh. And now that he forgot he was tameh, he ate from a korban, number one. Or number two, he entered the Beit HaMikdash. Those are the two that are mentioned in the Torah. The two that are not mentioned in the Torah are the person remembered he was tameh, but he forgot that the food he was eating was from a korban, or he forgot that he was entering the Beit HaMikdash. He forgot that that space, that area that he was walking into was the Beit HaMikdash. We'll also mention now, Yetziot HaShabbat Shetayim Shehen Arba. There are two types of transferring an object on Shabbat that are really four. You're not allowed to carry on Shabbat. There's a prohibition mentioned in the Torah. The two types of carrying, of transferring an object that are mentioned in the Torah, are the following. If somebody was standing in the public area, the street, and he reaches into a house, for example, a private area, he takes something from inside that house, and he brings it out to the public area. That's number one. Number two, somebody standing in the private area, and he takes an object from his spot, and he puts it into the public area. Those are the two that are mentioned in the Torah. The two that are not mentioned straight up in the Torah, but are still from the Torah de'oraita, is bringing something in from the public area to the private area. That would be somebody who's standing in a private area. If he reached into the public area and he took an object from there and he brought it into the private area. Likewise, if somebody was standing in the public area and he took an object from there and he placed it in the private area, these two are not mentioned in the Torah. Now, nega'im, sara'at. Mar'ot nega'im shenayim shehen arba. There are two types of sara'at that are really four, two shades of white that are considered to be sara'at in the Torah. And there are two more that we learn out from the Pisukim indirectly. The two that we mention in the Torah are white as a very clean piece of wool, and number two are white as snow, two different shades of white. Those are in the Torah. The two that are not mentioned in the Torah, but we learn out, are white as an eggshell and also white as plaster.